As we welcome in the head coach of the Bears, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Did you get a chance to enjoy any of this crazy nice weather today?
Yeah, I didn't even notice it until about 2 o'clock when I went outside for the first time at the rink there. And it felt like spring, so it was that was kind of nice to get a day like this in the middle of February.
Absolutely. Well, it was nice to get a performance like your Black Bears turned in last weekend. It's a really good effort by Maine. Tell us what went right for the Bears last weekend.
Well, we scored 4 goals in the first period on Friday, so that was that was something we haven't done. We scored the first minute of the game, which kind of got the crowd in the building, you know, alive. Which so it was. I mean, a lot of positives happened on Friday night, obviously, and you know, it was a fun environment. It was fun for the guys, and that was, you know, my first experience playing UNH at the Alphonse, and you know, unfortunately, Saturday we couldn't. You know, we took too many penalties, couldn't keep that intensity level, and ended up losing the game in the third period. But, you know, again, we're taking baby steps every weekend, and, you know, we're a little, bench is a little short right now, but we're, the guys that are available are giving it all they can. So it's, you know, we'll see what we can do this week at Providence.
I saw a goal scored Friday night in a situation in 50-some years of watching hockey I've never seen. You're on the penalty kill 3 minutes into a 5-minute major. You've killed that off. You have one player, one offensive player with a stick. The other three sticks are lying on the ice, and you score a goal. That was, have you ever seen that happen before?
I have not. That was wild. That was one of those things you probably would never see ever again. You know, one of those situations. Yeah, I've been involved in a similar situation that were like, where two shorthanded goals were scored kind of the same way on a penalty kill, and the same penalty kill with a goalie coming out and shooting it into a player and
right.
Putting it in empty net. But I've never seen it with when everybody on the ice besides the player that scores has had no stick. So that was wild. That was fun. Obviously, you know, it's your night when you score.
Yeah.
When you score a goal like that, I guess, you know. But I was happy for Benny Poisson. That was a heck of an individual effort.
I say 1 out of 10 great shooters make it from that angle, the way he did, clean without hitting the post. That was a tremendous shot. You talked about the atmosphere. I have never, in the last several years, seen the level of enthusiasm from the crowd. And yes, the first goal getting it did it. But I thought that the student section was, as they're always good, but I'm talking about the maniac section. There were some problems in the other areas. They did a phenomenal job of keeping the behavior the way it should be. And I thought that had a lot to do with the atmosphere.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's we talked last week, and you try not to get like caught up into that stuff, because like, you know, I do think like there's negatives to an atmosphere like that emotionally sometimes with the team. I think we took way more penalties this weekend than we normally do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think like sometimes you get so emotional that you start running around, and that's when you take 5-minute majors and you take stupid penalties. But the energy that they gave our team was phenomenal. And that's, you know, we have to learn to manage that at times too. You know, we managed it well. Like, it worked positively for us on Friday. Obviously, we came out of the gates and scored 4 goals in the first period. You know, we got away with it. We took another 5-minute major in that game. You know, we got away with it. Obviously, yeah. It was, you know, scored a short-handed goal. But Saturday, we killed 17 minutes of penalties on Saturday night. That's almost a whole period of penalty killing, you know. And you're never going to win doing that kind of stuff. So I think we let the emotional side of us, the emotional side of the game, kind of go the other way on Saturday. So, you know, if time goes on, and, you know, obviously we build this program, and, you know, hopefully the Alphonse becomes, you know, it continues to be and becomes an even tougher place to play, we'll have to learn how to deal with, you know, the emotion of that to make sure we're using it positively. But it was an unbelievable experience.
You got a shorter bench, as you pointed out. You're missing a lot of guys. When you go down to an enemy rink this weekend, or you go down to an opponent's rink, are you going to be consciously more aware of how much time each shift is taking? I know the penalties screw that all up, but if you...
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're down to, you know, I don't know, like we're down to 65D, you know, like we're, it's, we've had some injuries on top of, you know, being pretty shorthanded to start with. So like, you'd like to be conscious of all that stuff, you know, and then the game happens and, you know, like you don't always have control over that, you know, when it comes to, you know, if you're in your zone, you don't want your guys line changing when you're stuck in your D zone for a time. So we have to be, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we have to get our line changes when we get a chance to, and, you know, going for that extra rush after you've been in your zone for 20 or 30 seconds, like that can come back to, because that 20 or 30 seconds, and then you try to go on offense and it doesn't work, can become a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and it's really hard to recover from a shift like that. Like you don't recover from a shift like that until you get to the intermission. So, yeah, like you know, you want to try to control that stuff as best as you can. But like you know, the guys are gonna, you know, we're gonna have to play harder and play with more passion and grit than we probably have at any point this year, going to play a really good team in Providence. You know, with a short bench, and I'm excited to see if we can do it. You know, like these guys, I think you saw it this week, and I've been saying it all year. Like we've had our ups and downs, but they really do care, and they really play hard for each other. And you know, we haven't gotten all the results that we wanted, and you know, as we know, but I think people see, and I think they, you know, the guys in that locker room understand like how much it means to be here, and they care about each other. So I'm excited to see what we can do.
Well, we wish you good luck this weekend, Ben. Thanks, as always, for making time for us, and we'll visit again next Wednesday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you. Ben Barr, the head coach of Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Check them out online at BennettAutoCenter.com.